Good evening and welcome to a new show on Waiheke Radio, The Albums That Changed Everything. A show that pretty much does what it says on the tin. Basically, each week, one of the Waiheke Radio DJs will be coming in and showcasing an album that changed everything musically, either for themselves personally or indeed for music in general. And we've got some fantastic shows lined up for the coming weeks with albums from Otis Redding to the Beastie Boys, from the Smiths to the Orb, from Screamadelica to Led Zeppelin IV, Pill and the Velvet Underground. Eventually, we intend to throw open the show to all you Waiheke Radio listeners. So if you have an album that stands out for you that you'd like to showcase on Waiheke Radio, then please contact us at admin@waihekeradio.org.nz and we can discuss ways in which your album that changed everything can get onto the airwaves. To be honest, when we first came up with the idea, I had so many albums that I could have chosen. Blondie's Plastic Letters, Pink Floyd's Animals, Daft Punk's Homework all sprang to mind. But eventually I settled on this one. Paul Weller's Wild Wood.
Thank you.
During the late 80s, I'd found myself at a bit of a loss musically. The music industry had been churning out pop nonsense from the factory line for years, and I hadn't yet been taking the right drugs to understand the dance music revolution that was taking place all around me. So I found myself buying stuff like Robert Cray's Strong Persuader, Soul to Soul's Club Classics Volume 1, and even Steve Miller Band back catalogues out of sheer boredom. Then three things happened. In 1991, Nirvana showed up on my car radio and blew me away with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Rage Against the Machine released their explosive type self-titled debut album. And then a year later, Paul Weller, formerly of The Jam and The Star Council, released Wildwood. And once again, everything was right with the world.
Crystal words that hang so fine, no one stop us falling, pulling faster all the time, powerless to warn us. If you feel the hand of God, can you guide it, holy man? But you are only flesh and blood, waiting too for judgment. Still saying, Daddy don't weep, Mama don't cry, everybody gets their time. Same for you.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio's Albums That Changed Everything, this week featuring Paul Weller's Wildwood. And two fantastic tracks off the album to start their fifth season, and Holy Man. Wildwood was Paul Weller's second solo record and was released in September of 1993. It went to number 2 in the UK charts and contained 3 UK hits: Wildwood, which went to number 14, Sunflower, which reached number 16, and Hunger, which reached number 11. 7 years after its release in 2000, it featured in Q Magazine's list of 100 greatest British albums ever, and was also featured in the book 1001 Albums You Must Hear Before You Die. Here's the third track, All the Pictures on the Wall.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Waiheke Radio has moved to the White House.
My new house, you should see my new house.
We're now broadcasting from 4 Carora Road on Aroa, the White House behind the Artworks Theatre.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
Why Hecky Radio. Same great station, new location. Why not pop in and say hello? It's your local radio station.
Everything is easy 'cause of you.
Waiheke Radio, innit, you get me, bruv.
You're listening to Albums That Changed Everything on Waiheke Radio, this week featuring Paul Weller's Wild Wood. Nothing prepared fans for quite such a return to form from Paul Weller. The mood on Wildwood was autobiographical, most notably on Has My Fire Really Gone Out and on the title track, both of which dealt with the writer's block that plagued Paul Weller after the Style Council. And yet Wildwood is anything but morose. The flutes, the Hammond organs, the moogs, the Sundays guitars that create pastoral moods. Shadow of the Sun takes stock of youthful idealism, finds wisdom of years, and Sunflower is a superlative burst of a psychedelic power pop. But it's the instrumentals, such as the one playing there, and the interconnecting refrains that truly reveal the author's complete attention to detail on this album and give Wildwood the edge over the rest of his solo material. This is Sunflower, one of my favourite tracks on the album.
So low. Oh, 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 I miss you so.
excellent track, one of the standout tracks on the album, Sunflower. Ironically, as it's a song that introduced most people to the album, Wildwood the single was the only track that I didn't particularly like. That said, I did love this Portishead remix. Title track from the Paul Weller album A Wildwood, the Portishead remix. Here's one of those tracks that deals with a Paul Weller's writer's block, another classic standout from the album. Has My Fire Really Gone Out?
My head.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio.
I like to wake up with Simon and Elle on the Saturday Breakfast Show.
So, Elle, what do you think we need to make the perfect Saturday morning breakfast show?
Well, you need the essentials, your Waiheke, what's on guide, and the weather, of course. Quick look through the local papers, stick in your popular features and a few decent tunes, a quick shifty at the internet, two Dions and a couple of Ginas, and you got yourself a radio show that sounds a bit like this one.
The Saturday Breakfast Show.
Waiheke Radio. Yeah. New features.
New features, new sponsors, new segments. And it's all new.
It's all good and
improved.
Simon and Al on the Saturday Breakfast Show. Who wouldn't want to wake up with these two?
It's a stinker!
The Saturday Breakfast Show brought to you by Ricky's Cafe Bar.
He's always good down at Ricky's. Waiheke Radio, it's just like a proper radio station. It's got songs, DJs and everything!
You're listening to Paul Weller's Wildwood, Albums That Changed Everything. Perhaps at this stage it should be worth mentioning how Paul Weller got to this point in his career. After the dizzy heights of forming, playing and writing all of the songs for the critically acclaimed three-piece punk mod revival band The Jam, he left and effectively disbanded the band. In its short five-year history from 77 to 82, The Jam achieved 18 consecutive top 40 UK singles, including four number ones. But Weller threw it all away and disbanded the group while they were at their peak. Speaking to NME magazine just last year, he said it was the right thing to do. It was an artistic decision without sounding poncy. I didn't want to be in the same setup for the rest of my life. I like to change. I like to move on. And on reflection, you'd have to say this was fair enough. And here's a gem from The Jam's back catalogue. That's Entertainment.
Entertainment.
After disbanding the Jam, Paul Weller founded the Star Council in 1983 with keyboardist Mick Talbot. The permanent lineup grew to include drummer Steve White and Weller's then-wife vocalist D.C. Lee. But the Star Council's jazz and soul sound caused much derision with fans of the Jam. However, they continued to be successful in the UK and abroad. The group had 7 hit records here in New Zealand and in Australia. After the Star Council came to an end, Weller began his solo career in 1991 with a self-titled album. Whilst the album had some good songs, it wasn't until he took these songs on the road, having brought in Steve Craddock on guitar, that his new Wildwood sound began to take shape. As heard here in this brilliant live recording of This Is No Time from the first Paul Weller album.
This is no time for dreams.
everything in place following his first tour with his new band, everything took shape. The band featured some close personal friends and quality musicians, such as Steve Craddock from Ocean Colour Scene on guitar, as well as Silent Fowler. Weller's wife, DC Lee, who'd been with Weller throughout his entire Style Council career. Brendan Lynch, most notable for producing Primal Scream, played Moog synthesizer and percussion. And Steve White, formerly of the Style Council, played drums on the album and remains his drummer to this day. Mick Talbot, Weller's bandmate from the Style Council, also provided some keyboards. With everything together, the new Paul Weller sound took off.
Can I put a smile back on all these different faces of all these people from just different places? And if you can't succeed, what then will you achieve with a different tune to play? You've been saving for a rainy day. Scar that song, the years been wasted, the tears spent on the past, just filling spaces. It's love forever gone, but it's too small a part. Hide behind your wall and start to get to the very heart. Oh, and if you won't shoot the moon, make sure that you know why. Be careful, fly too soon, better let someone else try. Dreams, I get rid of the boogeyman. Get a smash the shell you're under and get your into another flame. I'm a weaver of your dreams. I'm prepared to the rocket man. Get a break the spell you're under and get you started with another plan. When you put a kiss back on, are the lips so twisted? Waiting for the chance to start. Dipping into wishes. It's love forever gone. Better do a smaller part. Hide behind your wall and start to get to the very heart. Oh, and if you won't shoot the moon, make sure that you know why. Careful, fly too soon. Better let someone else try. I'm the weaver of your dreams. I get rid of the bogeyman. Smash the shell you're under and get your hand to another flame. I'm a weaver around these dreams. I put prepared to a rocket man. It'll be the spell you're under.
two fantastic tracks from the album, Shadow of the Sun, and before that, The Weaver. I spent hours listening to this album, learning how to play this album, and wondering what the lyrics meant to me personally. I love its energy, I love Paul Weller's vocals, his guitar playing from the power chords to the subtle refrains, and most of all, I love how the lyrics take stock of youthful idealism and find wisdom of years. Since this album was released, he has released 8 further albums, from Wildwood's follow-up Stanley Road in 1995 to last year's Wake Up the Nation, and he continues to achieve critical acclaim with each record. He's not done yet either. There's another album planned for this year. To finish this week's Paul Weller Livewood Albums That Changed Everything, I'll close with a fantastic live version of an acoustic track from the album, Foot of the Mountain.
Like a dream on the ocean, always drifting away, and I can't catch up. She just slips away on the tide. Slips away. Sometimes a great notion can lead you astray. So weak to devotion, so strong to desire. Come on, baby, baby, won't you let me ride? Take me off on your silver ride. Come on, angels, along your side. She slips away. That falls, and I can't hold on. My finger, she's gone. 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 Mountain, such a long way to climb. How will I ever get up there? But I know I must try. Come on, baby, baby, won't you let me ride? Take your phone, your silver ride. Side, she slips away. Oh, never stay.
like a dream on the ocean. Always drifting away. And I can't catch up. She just sets away on the tide. Just sets away.
You've been listening to Albums That Changed Everything, a Waiheke Radio production.